Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In Ezekiel, the Lord God promised, "Behold, I myself will search for my sheep, and I will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness." Christ, the promised good shepherd, fulfilled this. He came to seek out and rescue his flock, the elect from every tribe and nation which had been scattered. And when he found them, he laid down his life for them. No one took the good shepherd's life, but he laid it down on his own accord for his flock, for his church. And now he has risen indeed. Alleluia. This is the Easter message. This is the gospel of peace. All we, like sheep, had gone astray. We had wandered into sin, into the valley of the shadow of death, and into the jaws of the devil, the most ferocious wolf of them all. But Jesus, the Good Shepherd, laid down his life to rescue us from sin, death, and the devil on the cross on that great day of clouds and thick darkness. And when he had finished all that he had come to accomplish, the grave could not hold him, and he took up his life again. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." He is not a bad shepherd. He is not like the hired hand who doesn't care for the sheep, who only cares for himself. The imposter, the hired hand, is selfish and doesn't stay by the sheep when things get tough and danger arises. The Lord tells us exactly how a bad shepherd treats the sheep. Just before our Old Testament lesson in Ezekiel, he says, "Should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat. You clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fat ones, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened. The sick you have not healed. The injured you have not bound up. The strayed you have not brought back. The lost you have not sought. And with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they are scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the wild beasts." Now, how could you spot a hired hand, an interloper, today? These are those men or women who call themselves pastors or preachers. But they have no divine call from God. Or maybe they go around slipping into the pens of other shepherds and stealing the sheep from their pastures, from other churches in their town. They care nothing about the sheep. Everything they say and do is for their own gain. They only care about themselves. They eat and clothe themselves from the sheep's goodwill, and all along they teach false doctrine to their sheep, leading the little ones to slaughter and not truly feeding any of the sheep. When the sheep go astray, they don't seek them out, but rule over their flock all the more harshly. And when trouble comes along, maybe they have a hard year financially, or their elders confront them about their false doctrines. These interlopers hightail it out of town, leaving the sheep to deal with the wolves, the world, the devil, and their sinful nature all alone. The wolves scatter the flock and eventually devour each one of the little sheep, because these hirelings were nothing but bad shepherds all the while. No, no, our Lord is not a bad shepherd. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." Now, what makes him the good shepherd? He cares for each little lamb that God the Father has placed in his flock. He knows each one, and each one knows him. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. The good shepherd doesn't take from the sheep, but supplies his sheep with good pasture and provides for their every need of body and soul. He doesn't teach them falsely, leading the little ones to slaughter and not looking after the whole flock. But he speaks to them his true and faithful word and keeps them from suffering harm. And he takes good care not to lose any of his flock. And if one of them does go astray, he goes after them. He seeks them and returns them, even at the cost of his own life. He looks after the young, the weak, and the sick very carefully. He waits on them, lifts them up, and carries them in his arms until they are grown and strong and well. He is not harsh to them, but he leads his sheep in gentleness and kindness. And if his sheep are threatened, he doesn't abandon and scatter his sheep, but he protects them and laid down his life for them. This is what the good shepherd does. This is what Jesus did for the sheep. This is what he does for you. But sheep are peculiar animals, and the state of the sheep only increases Jesus' goodness. A sheep must live entirely by its shepherd's help, protection, and care. As soon as it loses him, it is surrounded by all kinds of danger. Without help, it will certainly perish, for it is unable to help itself. The reason? It is a poor, weak, simple little beast that can neither feed nor protect itself against any kind of danger or misfortune. It is by nature timid, shy, and likely to go astray. But however small and helpless an animal a sheep may be, it also has these positive traits. It is very careful to stay near its shepherd, takes comfort in his help and protection, and trusts its shepherd completely, follows him however and wherever he leads. And when near him, it worries about nothing, it fears no one, and is secure and happy, for it lacks absolutely nothing. It also very carefully and surely hears and knows its shepherd's voice, is guided by it, does not let itself be turned away from it, but follows it without swerving. It is really a good analogy to compare us to sheep. We also must rely on our good shepherd for all nourishment of body and soul. We must live entirely by our good shepherd's help, protection, and care. If left to our own devices, we too, like sheep, will go astray. And if we do wander off from our flock, the church, or from the shepherd which God has given us, as Christians alone, we cannot feed or rule ourselves or find the right way to go. We don't wander back to the shepherd, but further away from him. And it won't be long until the devil, the world, and our sinful nature will attack us as ravenous wolves and devour us. The shepherd must seek us, his lost sheep, out and protect us and bring us back to the fold. But like sheep in their flock, when we're in our congregation, we hear our shepherd's voice. We hear it in his word, and he waters us and feeds us with his means of grace. We take comfort in his gentle correction to keep us on the right path. We learn to trust in our good shepherd completely, and we don't have to worry about anything or fear anything because we know he is with us. We know he loves us. He laid down his life for us. Christ is the good shepherd. He seeks after the lost. Think about that for a minute. Jesus seeks after his lost sheep. He doesn't just leave them where the hired hand had scattered them, where the wolf had scattered them. He doesn't leave them to those wolves. He doesn't leave us in our sin or in the valley of the shadow of death alone or to the jaws of the devil. He seeks us out to save us. As we've heard during Lent and into the Easter season, and as we hear each week, Jesus is the good shepherd who laid down his life on the cross to rescue his sheep, to rescue us. Now, Jesus, the good shepherd, doesn't want any of his sheep to be lost. He wants them to have shepherds, not hirelings, to continue to care for his flock. So just as we heard last week, just as the Father had sent him, Jesus sent his apostles. And later, he called other pastors as his under-shepherds to care for his sheep. Pastor is actually just the Latin word for shepherd. And Jesus equipped his pastors to care for his flock. He gave them the means of grace to nourish and guide his sheep in paths of righteousness for his namesake. And when we stray, his word of law, preached by his under-shepherds, empowered by his Holy Spirit, calls us to repentance, calls us back to Christ's flock. And when he does bring us back, then he spreads the balm of the gospel over our wounds caused by the ravenous beasts, caused by sin, death, and the devil. Peter tells us he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. And even though we may still be walking through the valley of the shadow of death as we live here on earth, as we suffer the consequences of original sin in our lives each day, the Lord is our good shepherd who calls us by the gospel and makes us lie down in green pastures of his church. He leads us beside still waters and restores our soul in holy baptism. He leads us in paths of righteousness with his very word. We hear his voice through the preaching and teaching of his under-shepherds, our pastors, and we follow him where he leads. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies, sin, death, and the devil. He feeds us his own body and blood in the bread and wine of Holy Communion. And surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of our good shepherd forever. All this because Christ, the good shepherd, laid down his life for the sheep. And Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Please rise.